Thank you and good morning. The Eureka Police Department released third quarter crime statistics on Thursday, and the trend shows an increase in property crimes and a decrease in violent crime. Overall crime has increased by nearly 4%, according to Eureka PD, and that includes a recent spike in residential burglaries. June, July, and August have seen an uptick of property crimes, with more than 200 reported in August alone, while last year at this time, that number was below 150. Violent crimes are down, with less than 10 crimes reported in the months of July and August compared to last year, when there were more than 25 violent crimes reported in July alone. Chief Andy Mills said in a statement that we are elated that violent crime is down 57% this quarter, but we will continue to monitor these trends over an extended period of time. Arcata police served a search warrant at a property in the 3200 block of Spears Avenue on Wednesday morning and arrested 52-year-old Arcata resident Gary Earl Goddard. Officers located an indoor marijuana growing operation inside a trailer located on the property, as well as in an unattached garage next to the residence. Officers confiscated more than 1,000 mature marijuana plants and seized 20 pounds of processed bud, along with two motorcycles and two trucks. The investigation led to the search of two additional properties associated with Goddard, one on Spear Avenue, where officers confiscated some $25,000 in cash, three handguns, three rifles, and a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Officers also discovered an indoor grow at a location on F Street and seized grow lights and a generator. Goddard was booked for cultivation and possession. A sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle on Highway 299 near Blue Lake on Wednesday. The deputy contacted the driver, 25-year-old Arcata resident Jason Swaggart, who was driving on a suspended license and who was on active probation. The deputy spoke with the passenger, 24-year-old Arcata resident Ian Henry, who was also on probation. A search of the truck turned up 2 pounds of processed marijuana and evidence suggesting drug sales. Both men were arrested and booked into county jail. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 40-year-old Jason Meisner, who was suspected of fleeing from sheriff's deputies in Lolita last week and then leading them on a high-speed chase northbound on Highway 101 before he dropped his motorcycle near Tompkins Hill Road and fled on foot. Meisner was reported as the man who purchased a large amount of marijuana outside Bear River Casino. Sheriff's deputies arrested Richard Scott Hall on Wednesday morning after responding to a report of a burglary in progress at a property on Hatchery Road. The owner of the property confronted Hall with a handgun, and Hall fled the scene on foot, only to be located later by deputies in Blue Lake, and he was taken into custody. The district attorney's office sent out a press release warning local business owners to be aware that a man with a record of passing bad checks is at it again while he awaits trial for past criminal acts. Merchants are warned to not accept checks of any form from James Cunha, who has a record of using stolen checks, fake checks, and checks from closed accounts to make purchases. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are 7 candidates running for seats on the Arcata City Council, and we had the opportunity to speak with them about why they decided to run, what key issues they want to see the council address, and their ideas about changing the city for the better. Paul Patino, who is running against Ryan Kaplan to fill out a 2-year term vacancy, has previous experience on the city council, although it took a few years for him to get back into a position to run again.
I felt like I had taken a long enough break, 6 years from 2008 when I was last on council, and I didn't really have the opportunity over the last 6 years to run. I look forward to that we look at our renter, student, poor people population and actually focus on treating them well because, you know, as the economic paradigm, if you help the people on the bottom, the top get help automatically.
Patino outlined several issues he would like to see addressed, and he's prepared his current campaign by watching the current council, as well as his fellow candidates.
I'm studying my fellow candidates, and of course, I've been to every council meeting for the last year to be updated, know what's going on, and actually watch the group dynamics. So I think I have a pretty good handle on what other people want, what they're willing to give on, and they, of course, with my campaigning, know what's dear to me.
You can hear the entire interview with Paul Patino and all of the Arcata candidates at our website, KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.